Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You have to ask me nicely.
Don't make me beg here.
Ask me anything.
Tell me the truth!
All right, now we take some of your questions that you've left for us on the Andy Fry YouTube channel, and we ask them of each other, and we also have some of our own. Ryan, you said you had one?
I do, and it's a very specific question. You'll probably figure out why.
When you ask it?
How long does it take you to unpack a suitcase when you return from a trip?
Oh, forever.
Good. Because
like so much so that it usually stays there until my next. Well, I mean, not all of it. You pull things out as you need it.
Yeah.
But a lot of times when I pack a suitcase, if I'm traveling to the same place, there are some things that I don't need unless I'm going there. So it just stays in the suitcase.
Oh, man, I'm glad to hear that because I feel so bad. I throw it out somewhere and I just get the stuff out of it I need right when I get home. And then that thing just sits there. And I'll forget that there's a shirt or something in there that I really like that shirt.
That's where it was.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't unpack. My wife does. So it gets done pretty quickly.
Oh, man. And the judgmental stare that you're getting right now is deserved.
This is why I'm not looking in that direction. I'm staring at you because I can feel it. Well, this side of my face
feel
red.
It from me too.
You know what I'm judging? The fact that you admitted it.
Yeah.
What? Are you surprised?
You should just say, no, I don't really unpack my suitcase. Period.
Yeah, because it's still true.
It's still true, not a lie. Info Dude says, I was going to ask what your favorite position is, but I'm not sure how much Ryan knows about baseball.
Man, I got a lot of jokes, but I'm not going to do it. I'll say shortstop because I grew up an Ozzie Smith fan, and I'm just going to leave it right there.
What position? Did you play baseball?
Yeah.
How long?
I think I only played until about third or fourth grade.
About 5 minutes.
I didn't play.
You played till third grade?
Yeah.
Until I found out I had to run to first base.
Little League?
Yeah, Little League.
And you played?
No, I was playing against Little Leaguers. They were in third grade.
Yeah.
I'm like, come
22.
On, all nine of you against one. Let's go.
Did you have a position at that age? You would always get mixed
up.
You wouldn't get.
I played a lot of first base and third base.
Especially when we were younger. Because in third grade, you are 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. So now you can be 8 or 9 and start specializing in things.
Yeah.
I hate it. But when we grew up, you'd just get moved around.
I do remember that when I was playing Little League, man, every kid wanted to be shortstop because every kid wanted to be Ozzy. It was across the board.
Yeah. I totally get that. What position did you play?
In high school, I was a catcher.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I also played third base and
first
base.
How long did you play?
I played until my senior year. I played for high school until my sophomore year, and then I signed up for Belleville Quarry League and played into my senior year. And
catcher, anything else?
First base.
Catcher and first base. I played through senior year of high school with my school, and then I played some summer stuff after that, but I was always a catcher. I became a catcher probably around fourth or fifth grade, which is usually when pitching starts, maybe in pitching machine and then eventual live pitching. And nobody ever wanted to be a catcher. And my dad would coach. It would go like first and second grade play together, third and fourth grade play together. So like 1 year I'd play with this group of people and another year I'd play with that group of people. And my dad would usually help coach, I think, one of those teams. And he would make me be the catcher because nobody else wanted to do it. We had other good catchers on the team, but eventually I just was a catcher the whole time. I can't catch a fly ball. I'm a pretty solid athlete. I can't catch a fly ball because I never had to learn it.
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
You got to have really good depth perception.
Well, it's not that. It's just being able to read it off the bat, because sometimes those balls come off the bat and you're like, well, that's just going to be way over my head.
I am, like, of all of the things, and yeah, I'm just going to say it in a way that everybody understands. Of all of the things I do in sports that are girly, watching me try to catch a fly ball, I like just move out of the way of it so it falls and then I pick it up.
Pick it up and throw it in.
I'm not making a mistake that's going to cost me my nose because I got anything to prove. I'm like, it's generally going to be over there. So I'm going to go over here and then I'm going to go get it. And I'll probably go a little bit behind where I think it's going to land so I can walk forward and make a throw. But not very proud of that.
Oh, I used to go all out for a fly ball. But once I got into media and, you know, we're on camera every day, now I look like you.
A true face for radio.
I've got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I kind of teased this with you guys the other day, but I was a fan of the show. I was in the chat and everything regularly. Followed you guys on Twitter. Was always in your Twitters, mentions and stuff.
Are you the stalker that Ryan talked about the other day?
Maybe. I don't know.
When Ryan was talking about how cool it would be to have a stalker, he then revealed, I don't think on purpose, that he fantasizes about his stalker being a man.
Did I do that?
Was this all on air?
Oh, yeah. There's a short. We memorialized it.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Yeah. We were casually talking about stalkers, and you're like, yeah, and he's out there, and we're like, hey, okay. So back to Brad.
That leads me into that question. How long did it take for you guys to figure out or realize that maybe I'm not a weirdo, or was there ever that discussion?
Have we had that talk yet? Or are we still thinking?
Yeah, we're still on the fence. I mean, we do have a private chat, Brad.
Yes, I understand.
And
that
does come up. But it hasn't been for a while. I think we kind of settled on jury's out, and we've just let it stay there.
You're full crap. You answer for real, though.
So we did an event that we were at Hardee's. I don't remember what it was
for. Is that when you dressed up like a moose?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
And I can't remember why we were there.
Did I do that to you?
Yeah, you did. You were like, you should do
Hardee's,
this.
Hardee's, rise and shine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we were there, and Brad
That's an event where they raise money for... I think heating systems for people.
For Meese?
Heat Up St. Louis. No, I don't, I think that was...
The Moose had nothing to do with it.
A little bit
it.
Of a tangent.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's a connection. Good times were had by all but me. And I met Brad there. I remember that meeting. Oh, you're holding up the picture.
Yeah.
Look at that.
You're dressed as a moose, but you got an Andy Fry
and
T-shirt.
And I look sad because I was
He's
sad.
Like, I have to go outside. It's really cold.
Oh, this is what I'm doing. I'm an adult. I'm a professional.
Brad came out.
And I thought, oh, he was a nice guy, but I didn't really talk to you enough to know. And then when Annie made you a moderator on the chat, I thought, oh, he must be a good dude. I that's literally all I knew. So when you started working here, I was like, oh, yeah, he was a cool dude, but I didn't know you. So it was hard to gauge, you know?
Yeah, I had to take that same roll of the dice, and I was like, you want to produce the show?
Yeah. Right.
You both know this, but I am a private person. I am like, I have a very small circle. I do not want the circle. I've gone through some things in my life that have caused me to reevaluate the people who are in my life and really decide I'm going to pour myself into a small group of people and not worry about the big group of people. And, you know, people come and go, whatever. But with the show, too, I'm doing a lot of this. I do have a degree in TV and radio, but they don't really train you how to have your own show. I've been around radio for 18 years. As of Tuesday, the show's been on the air for 6 years in middays, last Tuesday.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, thanks. You're a little late. But you get to know people. We have people in our chat right now that are talking to us that we've seen at events, and they tell you, like, oh, I'm Quick Rick or whatever it might be. And it's like, I feel very much so like I know these people, but it is a different element to meet the person in person than it is to be in this barrier of, okay, I see you and your whatever your avatar yeah. is in the chat. And Brad, I think you were following the show when I was on Saturday mm-hmm. still.
Yeah.
And he was always an active participant. And I always felt like of all of the people who were in the chat with regularity that Brad stuck to the issues and had a strong, reasonable perspective or position on. A lot of times it agreed with me. Sometimes he would say things that I hadn't thought of, which was nice to be able to consume, but he never struck me as crazy. And so I made him the moderator on the YouTube chat. And when the executive producer position opened up on the show, it was a real big opportunity for the show to grow when that happened. But it was a really big opportunity for us to fail if we screwed it up and picked the wrong person. And I mean, Ryan, you can attest to this. Going with somebody like Brad, who had literally 0 days of experience in radio, is a pretty big risk.
Yeah, but it's cool because you can see the people that come into really probably this probably applies to any industry. If you don't know the industry, it's okay. If you're really passionate about the product and you're willing to learn, you can do almost anything.
Yeah.
And that's the way Brad approached this job. Was he was super eager to do it. I think because you liked the product. I mean, obviously mm-hmm. you've been listening for a long time. I was actually the same. I had been listening to the show before I joined the show. So I a little bit of the same there, but I had been in media before. I know you hadn't. So you had a longer learning yeah. curve, and you know, it's been great to watch. And you're just like willing to continue to learn.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.